There's a wonderful tradition at St. David's Rowland Park. In fact, it's such a wonderful tradition that they're celebrating their 40th anniversary this year. This is the 40th annual Bach Marathon. This will be from 2 to 7 on Sunday, March the 13th. And it's under the auspices of their Director of Music Ministries, Douglas Buchanan. Lovely to welcome you back, Douglas. Thank you so much for coming in.
It's great to be here, Judith.
Now, when one thinks of these Bach Marathons, there's a focus on organ. But I know that you have so much else besides.
Well, the organ is really a key piece to it. The organ was a big part of Bach's life, but Bach as a multifaceted composer, performer, organ specialist, we're really trying to pay tribute to all these different aspects of him, and it's almost impossible to do even with 5 hours allotted to do that. So we have some organ music that's being performed by a variety of performers in the area. Roderick Demings, William Wisnum, and Mary Hamlin Spencer are all taking their turn on the St. David's Casavant with a variety of music from chorale preludes to trio sonatas and preludes and fugues. But we're also looking at some of the instrumental music and some of the vocal music that he wrote too, because in addition to all these keyboard and organ works, there's just an outpouring of instrumental music and, of course, hours and hours of just brilliant vocal writing in the cantatas and elsewhere. So we've got some piano and harpsichord music that is embodying his interest in all these different partitas and dance forms, these international styles of the Baroque era, being performed by John Naumann on piano and Ted Davis on harpsichord. We've even got some arrangements of violin works and lute works for guitar being played by Jeremy Lyons. And we've got Charm City Baroque coming in, and they're giving us a wide variety of instrumental works for chamber ensemble. And then the choir is ending the evening with the performance of his cantata 131, Aus der Tiefe rufe ich, a setting of the De Profundis text, the Out of the Depths I Call to Thee, O Lord. And I know the choir always has a lot of fun working with all the melismas and counterpoint that happens there.
One of the lovely drop-down menus on your website is the instruments of St. David's. Mm-hmm. So tell me a bit about the Casavant, because obviously it's going to have a bit of a star role.
Sure, of course. So the Casavant organ is a really wonderful instrument that I get to play on weekly, and I know the organists are excited to come in and work with. One of the wonderful things about Casavants is that they're very flexible and also very faithful instruments. They're flexible in that you can perform really a wide variety of repertoire on there. You can dig into some of these romantic works. There's a variety of sounds so that you could really do justice to some 20th and 21st century works as well. But they have a clarity of voicing and a brilliance to their texture that really lends themselves well to realizing works of the Baroque era, like Bach and Buxtehude, where you really want to have certainly a great deal of color, but you want a clarity to the lines so that you can hear this sort of effervescent counterpoint that's just always unfurling. And with this clarity, you can almost see these lines sort of spin out under the organist's fingers. And it really makes it an aurally engaging way to enter into Bach's music.
The Casavant, just one of the aspects of the 40th annual Bach Marathon that will be taking place at St. David's Rowland Park, and that is at 4700 Rowland Avenue. This will be from 2 to 7 on Sunday, March the 13th. More information on their website again, which is stdavidsrowlandpark.com. Always such a pleasure to speak to their Director of Music Ministries, Douglas Buchanan. Good luck with this marathon.
Thanks so much, Judith.